Good morning, everyone. It's Sam here, and welcome to today's edition of The Brief. Here are the top stories on EliteAgent.com for Friday, February 24, 2023, the final one for this week. First up, I want to give a quick shout out to the REI New South Wales Wire event. They have a super impressive speaker lineup, including former Australian Foreign Minister, the Honourable Julie Bishop, athletics champion Yana Pittman, high-spec properties Amanda Gould, and even little old me. This year's conference will focus on inspiring and empowering women to take on the challenges of 2023's transitioning property market and embrace a new industry outlook. If you haven't secured a ticket yet, head to the website for more details. I would love to see you there. Moving into housing crisis solution mode is a new report from PRD titled Alternative Solutions Solving the Housing Supply Issue, aiming to kickstart a conversation on how we can address this crisis. So it sounds to me like the label is correct. The report's author, Dr. Diaswadi Mariasmo, has weighed up the pros and cons of various housing models, including, interestingly, repurposing empty CBD buildings into rental accommodation, modular homes, and build-to-rent housing, among others. So it sounds pretty interesting. In slightly more concerning news, some of Westpac's senior economists have warned that rents are expected to rise by 11.5% this year and may peak later than previously anticipated. They've cited the return of migrants and international students and high interest rates causing a delay in the supply of new rental housing. However, they've noted that higher rents could tempt investors back into the market, leading to a return of more balance, which would be a good thing. Today's feature focuses on social media expert and NYC agent Madison Sutton. During the pandemic, Madison used TikTok to promote her properties, and the strategy led her to building a following of more than 40,000 on Instagram and over 100,000 on TikTok. We'll take a closer look at her journey and find out her top social media tips. And if you happen to be checking her out on TikTok, maybe hop on ours and give us a follow while you're in there. In today's Brekkie Brows Agents Agency, Sandy Taylor outlines her growth goals. We cover Justin Miller's recent win of the prestigious RE/MAX Eagle Award and RIWA's hotspots for regional Western Australia. To end the week, on an uplifting note, our quote of the day is something I've heard Matt LaHood say often, and that's every storm eventually runs out of rain. Our first Behind the News podcast wrap with Matt LaHood will be out tomorrow on Elevate bright and early. And we're unpacking everything from the big headlines of late, what's happening around Australia, and the hot topic of real estate awards, which was a bit of fun as well. Matt also has some great dialogue of what you might say to vendors and or buyers who might be hesitating right now. And anecdotally, I'm hearing that's a few. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Stay tuned for more of The Daily Brief next week and subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com/The Brief. As always, wishing you a productive day and a fantastic weekend.